Another deadly shooting in the workplace. This was Virginia Beach late last week. It seems like we can't go more than a few weeks without a mass shooting somewhere in the U.S. And, of course, you know, it's worth talking about how to prevent such things from happening. But in the meantime, you have to be prepared in the event that it does. In fact, they've done some of this training here in Port Huron. Port Huron's Police Chief Joseph Platzer with us right now. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
Doing well. It's called ALICE training, right?
Correct. So ALICE is a company that was formed out of Texas, but it's training to combat or try to reduce an active killer type of situation.
Right.
So we teach it throughout Port Huron, St. Clair County. We have instructors through our department, the Sheriff's Office in Old Marysville, and Clay Township has officers that are trained in it also. But we like to have people be proactive. I mean, the event that happened in Virginia Beach on Thursday is tragic. We hope that these things never happen, but unfortunately they do. And it doesn't matter where you're at. It could be a church, a school, a city building like it was in Virginia Beach. You just have to be prepared for it. So I just want to remind people what ALICE stands for. Mm-hmm. So the A stands for alert. So that means that if you heard somebody coming in shooting or if you heard somebody screaming, that could be your alert portion of it. Watching the reports out of Virginia Beach, the people didn't even hear the gunshots. It was not until people started screaming or doing the notification that they knew there was an active killer in the building. The L stands for lockdown. So if you can't get out, you got to barricade your room that you're in. That means lock the door, put chairs, tables up against it. The only thing that I would say is I hear a lot of people hiding underneath the desk. Don't do that. You need to be up on your feet, be prepared in case that shooter gets into the room or that killer gets in the room. Because C stands for counter. It's the last portion of the acronym that we like to tell people that if you have to fight the person, you have to fight them. So under the lockdown portion of it is be up on your feet, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I stands for inform. So that means start calling 911, letting them know that there's an incident at your location. Try to give us the best description that you can. Tell us what you're hearing. Dispatch is going to be asking you a lot of questions, but flood that 911 system with as many calls as you can. Again, C stands for counter. So we don't encourage this, but if the shooter gets into your area and if it's you or them, you've got to take the fight to them because these people are not there to negotiate. They're not there to talk with you. They're there to kill as many people as they can before the police arrive.
Yeah.
And the E stands for evacuate. So what we tell people is if you can get out and go. Get out and run as far away from that building as you can. Talk to your location, the people that work, say, at a school or a business to kind of come up with a rallying point because we have to be able to eventually verify everybody's location and make sure that they're safe. But if you can get out and go and start calling 911 again, flood that 911 system with calls so the police can get there very quickly.
This kind of training works because we're hearing more and more when these things happen, the phrase, it could have been much worse. In other words, people are heeding these instructions and they're doing the things that they have to do to at least prevent the incident from getting more out of hand than it is.
Correct. We're hearing all these things go into place. Unfortunately, one of the two school shootings that recently occurred, there's two students that took the fight to the perpetrator. They ended up making the ultimate sacrifice. In my opinion, those guys are heroes. But if they wouldn't have taken the fight to them, the body count could have been a lot higher.
Yeah.
So again, we don't want people to be heroes. We want you to be proactive. Start thinking about this. But if it does come down to you or them, you've got to take the fight to them.
ALICE training, is this available by request if there's an organization that says we should really have the police come in and do this in our workplace or our organization? Is that something that you do?
Yes. So they can contact the Port Huron Police Department. They can contact us at 810-984-9710. We have four members that are ALICE certified instructors. You can contact the Sheriff's Office if it's out in the county at 810-987-1720. If you live in the city of Marysville, 810-364-6300. Clay Township PD has ALICE instructors. You can contact them at 810-794-9381. Now, the training is free. There might be a little charge because they've changed their program a little bit where you have to take a pretest prior to us getting there, and I think they charge you for that. But for us to come in and give the training, it's free. It takes about 3 to 3.5 hours.
Okay.
We've done it for churches, schools, businesses, the City of Port Huron Office Center, you name it. We've done it for as many as 5 to as many as 500 through the school districts. And we're very proactive on this. I mean, the Port Huron Police Department. We continuously train on these active shooter events or active killer. We recently, I think I mentioned a couple of shows ago that the school resource officers was able to get that COPS grant, and we just did a bunch of active shooter training with the fire department, EMS, and other surrounding agencies. So we hope that this is not going to occur in our community, but we're prepared for it if it does.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, it's terrifying to think of, but even more frightening if you aren't prepared for it.
Correct. Like I tell people, you don't want to walk around every day looking over your shoulder, but you can't live with your head in the sand either. So yeah. Be prepared.
Very good. Chief, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Chief Planter with us from the Port Huron Police Department on WPHM.